VUCommodores.com here today with former Vanderbilt pitcher and current Cleveland Indians reliever Jenson Lewis. Jenson, first rewind for a second and describe what it was like to get the call up to the major leagues in July by your favorite childhood team.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was somewhat of a roller coaster for me at the start. I really didn't think that it would happen this quick, and I was in Durham, North Carolina, actually out to eat dinner that night, and my manager called me and said, "Hey, listen, we got to talk." And at first, I thought I was in trouble. I'd done something wrong, and he said, "Hey, you got to come back to the field, and the trainer's got something for you." So I went back, and he brought me in the office with all the other coaches, and I locked the door. So it was kind of ominous at first, but he kind of laughed and said, "Hey, listen, I didn't have any other way to get you in here, and I don't want to tell you over the phone, but you know, you're going to the show tomorrow." So it was unbelievable. I was so excited and just so overwhelmed, you know, with emotion at that point. And you know, I just went out and called my parents and said, "Hey, listen, you know, it's the dream's come true. We finally made it." And so it was pretty surreal stepping on the field the first time, you know, as an Indian, and just really tried to soak it in as much as I could. And the first outing, I don't think my feet really touched the ground. I just went out and tried to throw strikes as best I could, and it was kind of erratic that whole time, but it was incredible. The whole experience was incredible, and, you know, from then on out, it's been pretty storybook.
What in your mind was the determining factor in making it through the system, through the minors so quickly to the majors?
Well, I think the biggest thing was just to show consistency, just to show that each day I could come out and get outs in meaningful situations late in the game, and you know, not only you know, get outs with my fastball and my changeup, but to have a third pitch to go after guys with. So the biggest thing was you know, that coming all together, you know, for a good amount of time in a row, and I got in a roll in Double-A early on in the year, and had some success, so I was able to, you know, move up to Triple-A before the All-Star break, and also have some success there. So, you know, kind of got lucky with timing. The Indians had some guys in the bullpen that, you know, were kind of struggling at that point, and they were willing to take a look at me, you know, right at the All-Star break. So I couldn't be more thrilled for the opportunity at that point, and you know, just kind of took off of it from there. So it's been a product of good timing and just good, you know, consistency, solid work ethic, and you know, just going out there with the confidence that you're going to get the job done every night.
Now, once you got that call up, did you seek out any advice from anybody?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got you know, some amazing guys to learn from. Some guys have been there: Joe Borowski, our closer; Ralphie Betancourt, our setup guy; and Aaron Foltz, who's been, you know, to the World Series, who's been in the playoffs. So, you know, those three guys, you know, to have in the bullpen right away is outstanding for, you know, a young kid like myself, just to be able to bounce some things off them, and, you know, really to have, you know, a support system where they're just like, "Hey, man, you know, anytime you got questions or something that you're not sure about, just go ahead and come to us." So, and it didn't really stop at them either. You know, all the veterans on the team, I think everyone to a man, came out to me and said, "Hey, man, congratulations for getting here, and don't ever hesitate, you know, to ask us for help or anything. You know, we're here to help you ease the transition and you know, to get yourself ready for the long haul." So, you know, especially as a 23-year-old, you know, you want to try and come up and earn respect and earn your stripes, you know, especially with the team and the veterans and the coaching staff. So that was nice to have right away, and to understand that, you know, it wasn't going to be kind of being on your own island by yourself. So I was pretty excited about that, and just tried to come up and do what I've done the whole year.
This is kind of a question I personally wanted to know, just being a Major League fan. I'm sure you've seen the movie Bull Durham. Crash Davis, you know, is on a minor league bus talking to his teammates about his experience playing in the show for 21 days, and, you know, between the room service and the white balls for batting practice and playing in ballparks like cathedrals. How accurate is that speech in your mind now that you've made it?
I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, to compare it, you know, with what he said to what happens up here. But yeah, there's definitely white balls for BP every day, and I guess, you know, for ball players, it's one of those things where you know, you joke around about it, but you know, room service everywhere, 5-star hotels, that everybody carries your bags for you. I mean, it's first class service all the way. You know, they really take care of you. You kind of get treated like a rock star. So I tell you, it's been unbelievable. You stay in really nice hotels, and you need to fly on a team charter, and you know, just, I mean, there's 40,000 people every night at the stadium, you know, just screaming for you. So it's incredible. It's an incredible experience. It's something you dream about as a little kid, and when you get the chance to finally to live it, it's just more than you could ever dream of.
Now, going back early on, you talked about your first night, you know, kind of being a blur. Early on, was there a specific moment or time in a game situation where you kind of had your welcome to the big leagues moment, maybe against an opposing hitter?
Oh, yeah. I think it was my first outing, and Paul Canerico just absolutely crushed. I mean, I threw a fastball right down the middle, and he absolutely crushed it to center field. And Grady Sizemore, our center fielder, went back up to the wall and just absolutely made an unbelievable catch. And, you know, afterwards in the replay, you know, it showed that he really didn't catch it, but at the time, you know, it was just unbelievable. I just turned around. I was just in disbelief. I was like, that's just awesome. Like, you know, to have that guy back there. I mean, he's one of the best center fielders, if not the best one in the game right now. He's so athletic and such a humble guy. You know, he's probably the quintessential quiet superstar. So when you look back there and you've got a guy playing defense for you like that, and especially in your first outing, to have him bring it back and really give you some confidence after that was absolutely outstanding.
Now, not only have you made it to the majors, but you've had a lot of success. Your ERA right now is around 2.5. I think you've only surrendered one long ball in a year. You've only given up runs in two of your last 14 appearances. Did you imagine you'd have this kind of success on your first call-up?
No, I mean, it's one of those things where you try and go out and pitch to your strengths. You try and go out and get outs each night whenever they give you the call. So it's been nice to be in those meaningful situations, to be in there when the game's in line. And, you know, that's why you play, man. Those are the kind of things that you want to have happen at the highest level. And it's been a joy, you know, to be able to be in there and contribute, you know, especially in a pennant chase, in a pennant race like we're in. You just want to be able to do things that help the team and help the team win. And to be able to do that at such a young age and you know, so early in my career, you know, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Now, not only your success, you mentioned the pennant race. You guys just swept defending AL champ Detroit in a three-game series Wednesday. Your magic number is 3 now for the playoffs. You also picked up your first win. How much are you enjoying not only being in the majors, but you're really contributing for a ball club in crucial innings in the middle of a pennant race?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. I really couldn't have scripted it any better. I think I said, you know, the other night after my first one, I said, it's just storybook how things have come together. You can't really, you know, draw it up any better than what's happened. So, you know, overall, you want to just be able to be in the postseason every year. You want to have a chance to win it all. And to have all of this happen your first year is just incredible. You can never, you know, assume, you know, things to come for you. You can never take anything for granted, and you've always got to work hard and, you know, take the opportunities when they come to you. So, you know, I was fortunate to have one and take advantage of it, and, you know, the rest is really taking care of itself. We've got an outstanding team from top to bottom, pitching, defense, and offense. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where, as a rookie, you can never pencil yourself in as being a difference maker. And, you know, I don't think I'm that right now. I think I'm just one of those guys that's filled in and you know, just tried to do whatever role they've put me in. So it's going to be exciting here down the stretch. And our match number is 3. You know, to be able to clinch at home would be incredible, especially for our fans and for the city. I don't think they've had a division title since 2001 or 2003, so it's been a long time coming, and they deserve it. You know, the veterans on the team who have been here deserve it, I'm just along for the ride.
Now, one of the cool things I thought was, former teammate of Vanderbilt, Jeremy Sowers, was just recalled the Indians to first doubleheader start later this month. It's got to be nice to have another familiar face in the clubhouse up there.
He's been incredible since I've been in the organization, and when I got drafted in 05, he really was a driving force, to help me advance as quickly as I did. You know, he had gone through everything kind of a year ahead of what I had. I kind of played 20 questions with him a lot, just, trying to, grill him about, hey, what are things like, and what's the correct way to do things, and he was so instrumental in making things easy for me, making the transition smooth, and to be on the same team with him now is just awesome. You know, Vanderbilt, I think the last time we were together was my sophomore year, his junior year in the rotation, and finally he's back, and he's had an incredible year. He's really risen above the adversity that he's had to face, and he's taken it square, as a man, and really worked hard to get back to where he is. So you can't be, any more proud, than all of us are. Not only, for him to do what he's done, but, to have another Vanderbilt Commodore in the same team in the major leagues.
I guess finally, wrapping up, not only have you made it to the big leagues, but you recently mentioned in one of Bill Simmons' mailbags on ESPN.com. I thought this was definitely the sign that you've truly made it. What were your thoughts on this?
It was funny. One of my a couple of my good friends, Ryan Roberts and Stephen Goldberg and Ian Sermon, had sent me this story, and I couldn't believe it myself after I read it. And I was like, well, I don't think I've ever been confused with a girl, but when you get mentioned on page two, at ESPN.com, I think it's one of those things where you've been, mainstream with the media. So, like you said, like everybody said, you can't really believe everything that's printed. So, I'm 100% male, and whatever anybody else wants to think is up to them.
Well, man, I know you got a busy schedule, but thanks for talking with us, and I know Commodore fans are following what you're doing right now and are behind you for the next couple of exciting weeks in the playoff chase.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot.